Hello.
Hello, Stacy.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line for the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Okay.
Have you already found an attorney, or were you looking to participate today?
I was looking to participate today.
Yeah, were you the one that had taken the Depo Provera shots, or was it a loved one of yours?
No, it was me.
It was you. Okay. And did you take the Depo Provera shots for at least a year?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And after taking the Depo Provera shots, were you ever diagnosed with any serious ailment after taking the shots?
Yes, I was.
I'm so sorry to hear that. If you don't mind me asking, just so that we can see if we are able to proceed, are you able to let me know the name of what you were diagnosed with?
A brain tumor of myoclonia. I can't think of the name. Something.
Would that be meningioma?
Yes.
That's the one? Okay. And what body part did that affect you, if you don't mind me asking?
My brain.
I see. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with that. Okay. So you were looking to see if you may participate today. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you had not found an attorney on this before. Is that also correct?
No.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation in any other law firm. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And you are currently a resident of the U.S. Is that also right?
Yes.
Okay, and I did tell you at the beginning of this phone call that it is recorded. Is that also right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I have your first name here as Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, last name Tolliver, T-O-L-L-I-V-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Best phone number for you, 323-378-4069. Is that the best phone number? Perfect.
Yes.
All right, we can go ahead and get started. Okay, and it was meningioma of the brain that you were diagnosed with. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you have the date in which you were diagnosed by chance?
I was diagnosed April 17th, 2014.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and read that back to you. You said that was April 17th of 2014. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And when's your date of birth?
3/30/76.
Okay, thank you so much. And you said that was March the 30th of 1976, is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was also affected by Depo Provera, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And was it the Depo Provera pills or the Depo Provera shots that you were receiving?
The shot.
The shot. Okay. And it was a name brand of Depo Provera, right? Not the generic or sub-Q one, the brand name?
Pfizer's.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Thank you so much. And how long would you estimate that you were using the Depo Provera for? Do you have an estimate how many years it was?
13, I believe.
13
From
years.
2001 to 2014.
2014, up until when you were diagnosed. Is that right?
Yeah.
Again, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And you are able to confirm that you had well over 4 injections per year on average. Is that right? Typically, it was every 3 months. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. And I know that you mentioned the start date around 2001 to about 2014. Do you have the best estimates for the month of when you started and ended it, or did you just want me to go ahead and put
May 2001 to March 2014.
Got it. Thank you so much for getting that information for me. Okay, so I have May 1st of 2001 to about March 1st of 2014. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and start preparing your consent forms here. Are you able to confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Thank you so much. Okay. And besides your first and last name here as Stacy Tolliver, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just first and last?
E.
Is that going to be E as in elephant?
Yeah. E as in Elaine, yes.
Elaine. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. And may I please have your social?
434-27-0-0-0. 5727.
Okay, and you said that was 434-275727. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, and what's going to be okay, so I have an email here for you already, which is elaine5778.st@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes.
Perfect. And what's going to be the best address?
5778. West 52nd Street.
Did you say that was 52nd Street?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, oh shit! No, I'm
okay.
5778 White Camp.
White Camp, is that one word?
Yeah. White Camp. WHITE.
Mm-hmm.
Cap. CAP.
Got it. Is that two separate words?
Yes.
Gotcha. And is that drive, lane, street?
Street.
Street. Okay. Got it. And is that going to be in Florissant?
Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Vegas, Nevada. Okay, gotcha. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and read that back to you. And is there a unit number or apartment number, or is that a house?
It's a house.
Okay, I'll read that back to you. I have 5778 White Cap Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89110. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so now I'll go into the actual Depo-Provera use here. If you can recall throughout the years, were you mostly administered the Depo-Provera shots by the doctor themselves, medical staff like a nurse, or did you inject yourself?
The doctor.
The doctor did, okay. And let's see, I know that you used it from 2001 to about 2014, right around 13 years, and you use it pretty much consecutively four times each year. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be about 50 times. Does that sound about right to you, 50?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And what was the name of the doctor that both prescribed you and administered the depo shots to you? What was the doctor's name?
Tanisha Irvy.
Okay. Irvy? Would you be able to spell the last name for me?
I-R-V-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. B-E-Y. Okay. And did you also see them in Nevada as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, so it looks like Dr. Tanisha was your OBGYN. Is that right?
Yeah.
And did you see her at her specific office, or did you go to Spring Valley Hospital?
I went to Summerlin Hospital.
Summerlin Hospital? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and that would be the one on Town Center Drive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And it was both Dr. Tanisha that had administered and prescribed you the depo shots. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. Let me go ahead and input this information here. Okay, and did Dr. Tanisha ever send the shots home to you so that you can ever inject yourself, or primarily it was only at Summerlin Hospital that you had the depo shots?
It was only at the hospital.
Only at the hospital. Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay. Okay, and now going into the actual diagnosis for your meningioma, which again, I'm so sorry that you were diagnosed with, but just know that all the information I am asking is going to be pertinent for your case here, okay? How was it that you were diagnosed? Was it through a CT scan, an MRI, blood work? Would you happen to recall?
They drew blood from my arm.
Okay.
And they did a biopsy.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Okay, so blood tests and biopsy. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, and who was the doctor that had diagnosed you? Do you happen to remember that doctor's name or the facility in which you were diagnosed? Or was that also Dr. Tanisha, your OBGYN?
It was also her.
It was also her. Okay, so this was all conducted, your diagnosis, at Summerlin Hospital, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you for sharing that. I'll go ahead and put in the information here as well. Okay, and in terms of the treatment, was it also Dr. Tanisha that had treated you for the meningioma as well, or was that a separate doctor at Summerlin or a different hospital?
Same doctor.
Same doctor. Okay, so pretty much Dr. Tanisha had taken care of you throughout prescribing you and treating you for the meningioma. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put that information in. And at any point, has Dr. Tanisha diagnosed you with any other forms of cancer?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and did you ever receive radiation treatment before your meningioma diagnosis? Or was it until you were diagnosed, then you got the radiation after?
Yeah, well, my treatment, I had a craniotomy surgery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They did radiation therapy.
Okay, thank you so much. And but that was the first time that you had ever had radiation treatment before, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, and then you had the craniotomy as well as the radiation therapy. Was this also conducted by Dr. Tanisha as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so it would be safe to say that at Summerlin or at Dr. Tanisha's office, they are going to have the medical records that do show the diagnosis and treatment. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
The doctor who diagnosed me was Susan.
Oh, okay. Was Dr. Susan at Summerlin Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Let me try to find her. Do you have a last name for Dr. Susan?
Hadwin, H-A-D-W-A-N.
W-A-N. Okay. Okay. I found it. Neurologist. Okay. I found her. Thank you. Okay. And was Dr. Susan also the same doctor that treated you as well when she had diagnosed you?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And this was all done at Summerlin Hospital, the same place. Is that correct?
Yeah. It was done in Mountain View.
Mountain View. Okay. Got it. Let me go ahead and put in that information here. And that would be the one, let's see, on Tenaya Way in Vegas. Is that right? Okay, got it. Perfect. Thank you so much for giving me that information. Okay, and again, I'm just changing this from Summerlin to Mountain View, just so that we have the, of course, the most accurate information here. Okay, so it's going to be at Mountain View and at Dr. Susan's office that is going to show the diagnosis and the treatments for you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure we had everything accurate here. Okay, and I'm going to go into some medical history here at this point. Do you have a family history of meningioma or not to your knowledge?
No, I don't.
Okay, and were you ever hospitalized for meningioma? I know you said you had your craniotomy. Was that inpatient or was it all outpatient?
Well, it was outpatient.
It was all outpatient. Okay, so you were never specifically hospitalized for any specific reason for the meningioma, is that correct?
No, not really.
Okay, got it. And again, that's perfectly fine. We're just trying to collect as much information just so that we know exactly the route that we're going once we do, of course, you know, pull your record. So thank you for sharing that. Okay, and would you happen to have access to your MyChart login? Basically, it's like on through your phone or through your email, you're able to look at your medical records yourself, or not to your knowledge?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much for that. Last thing here that we'll need is just an emergency contact. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. This is just so that we have another phone number in case this one gets disconnected. It could be anyone. It could be like a friend, just any family member. It does not have to be next of kin.
Oh, shoot. Let's see. Who can I use?
And again, as long as your phone is still operating, most likely, you know, there's a big chance that we won't necessarily call them. This is only if after months and months we haven't been able to call you at this number that we do reach out elsewhere. But again, that's not something that we, you know, typically reach out to them. So you can just put anyone that you would feel comfortable with. If we were to call them, just say, hey, we are looking for this person, that they would know how to reach out.
LaShonda Harris.
LaShonda Harris, okay. And is she a friend, family member?
Sister.
Okay, thank you. And I am ready for her phone number whenever you have it.
Okay. Her number is 424-266-1750.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right. So I have all the information that I need now in order for us to send you the consent forms. So if I'm not already, you can actually go ahead and put me on the speakerphone.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. So at this point, I am going to be sending you both an email and text message notification. So whichever one does pop up on your phone, you can just go ahead and click on it. Okay.
Okay.
And I did just want to confirm that you are indeed Miss Stacy Tolliver at phone number 323-378-4069. Is that right?
Yes.
And you were looking to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And it was meningioma of the brain that you were diagnosed with. Is that correct? Hello, Stacy?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear you. Okay, thank you so much for that. And again, I am sorry that you were diagnosed. Okay, so I have the forms pulled up here. When you do see that notification pop in, just go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and whenever you see that text message pop in, go ahead and click on that notification.
Okay.
Okay, and then just go ahead and follow the link that is on that text message or email, whichever one you're looking at. And then when the website pops up, the first question it'll ask is just going to be SMS. It'll just be asking if you're okay with text messages. You can go ahead and click yes.
It says, please review and act on these documents.
Okay, gotcha. And at the bottom, do you see where it says, I agree to electronic signature? Go ahead and checkmark that box and click the continue button.
Okay.
Perfect. And at the very, very top, do you see a start button in yellow?
Yeah.
Perfect. Go ahead and click on that. And then you are going to see a downward facing arrow in a yellow box. Do you see that one?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and click on that. And then at this point, you can either draw your signature the way you normally do or click where it says select style they'll make one for you. Whichever you prefer. And once you are happy with that signature, at the bottom left, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign. Okay, perfect. So I saw that you completed it. On your end, you are going to see a continue button, but you can actually just exit out of the page completely. We don't require you to create an account.
Okay.
Okay, and everything looks great here. So pretty much at this point, there's not anything that you have to do. Sometime within the next 4 days, if needed, the law firm is going to be reaching out to you directly. So if you ever wanted to reference back to, you know, who exactly the law firm is, their contact information, just go ahead and look back in your email. It'll be there for you so you can look back at the document that you signed, okay?
Okay.
And that's basically it. In a couple minutes here, I am also going to text you my direct number. So in case you do ever have questions or you do want any updates on your case, just feel free to give me a call and I'll be able to assist you with anything I can possibly help you with, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's basically it. Again, I appreciate your time. I'm sorry to hear about what you had experienced, especially, you know, with your diagnosis and treatments thereafter. But I do look forward to getting you some justice very soon here, okay, Stacey?
Okay, thank you.
You have a great rest of your day now, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.